The scripture teaches about changed people who follow God and people who hear from God. That is the teaching of scripture. Have you been sold any other description of the Christian life? Have you been raised in a religious tradition that is any other description of the Christian life than changed people who follow God, who hear from God? Because this is what the scripture teaches. And this is what Paul teaches crowds of people. Are you hearing it? Because it matters. In the scripture and in the life of a believer, God speaks directly to each individual. What we each have in common is the history of how God has worked in the past. Everyone's got a Bible. Everyone's got the story. This is what he's like. Here's the way he looks at people. This is how God, who never changes, is. Facts and truth about God. But what makes us different is how God deals with each one of us. Listen to this. Listen to this. Psalm 25, verse 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. He will make them to know his covenant." The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. "Yes, Lord. Who are you?" says Paul. "Yes, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." Right? And God says, "Next, do this." To Paul, to Ananias, to Peter, to whomever. "Go and find a colt of a donkey and a donkey tied up and bring them. And if the man stops you, tell him the master has need of it." That's it. Go. And they do. Do you know that from Easter? Easter's coming. Are you excited about Easter? I would like the Lord to come back before Easter, frankly. But Easter will be good if he tarries. I love Easter. This stuff that God's doing, he speaks to people and he makes us to know his covenant. He said, "Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to deliver you salvation, yes, heaven with God in eternity. But since before and now after, I'm with you now. I will never leave you or forsake you. We'll get there, but here's where we go. Watch your step." Okay. And let's go. And God is leading people. Do you hear from God? In Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, we read, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on that stone that no one knows except the one who receives it." The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. God has got a name for you, and he'll write it down on a little gift that he gives to you only, that only you know. That's what he does. And that's for people who overcome. Not for people who declare and fumble about and don't follow. People who overcome. And it's a good thing. Now, that message in that isn't you better work really hard because if you blow it, you won't get your stone. That's not the message. The message is God specifically knows you and he's got plans for you and they're unfolding and you are to know them and he will reveal them. And the revelation of Christ, he says, "I've got things for you and they're waiting for you."